Most of the things we use every day aren't built to last. But that's not the case for the cowboy gear Jeff Miner makes. He sources raw materials to create one-of-a-kind pieces. Olivia Wheats visited him near Salmon as he was preparing a cowhide.
Try to get it fleshed right down to the white hide itself. Don't leave any red, no white fat.
Miner is about to remove 5 pounds of a cow's flesh and the hairy coat. We're in front of his house. Miner is not a butcher, though. He's a rawhide braider.
It's a little on the thinner side. It's a young animal. So probably we'll be using it more for range and romel.
What else can you make out of these hides?
You could do quartz. You could do any kind of lighter braid work, bolo ties, hat bands, stampede strings.
In Idaho's pioneer days, cowboys made the kind of gear Miner is talking about, using strips and strands of cowhide. Miner continues this tradition. He also makes saddles and engraves silver. He's a cowboy artist, and sometimes that means relying on physical strength.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit now. It's getting a little warm. Even though it's a cool morning, fleshing these off is work.
There are times when Miner wonders, why do I go to the trouble to prepare my own hides? He could buy hides from a tannery, but then he'd be missing something.
I wouldn't have that feeling of really putting everything that I have into it. Down the road, that piece will come back. If it's been taken care of, I'll be able to see that piece 40 or 50 years from now.
Miner, in his mid-50s, has seen his work last a long time. A grandfather who bought one of his saddles recently passed it down to a grandson. Idaho's governor and the Idaho Commission on the Arts took note of Miner's artistry this year, honoring him with the Award for Excellence in the Folk and Traditional Arts. The flesh is off the hide. Now it's time to remove the coat.
Stir it around like a big soup. It's probably going to take about 10 minutes or so for this hide to loosen up the hair on it.
The hide is now in a barrel of hot water. Soon, the hair pores will open up. This will allow him to scrape the thick coat off this Scottish Highlander.
It's probably going to be a really nice, kind of a yellowy rose color.
Miner's been braiding with rawhide since he was a teenager. His father taught him how. Back then, he made cowboy gear out of necessity, working on ranches in Nebraska and Colorado. When he moved to the Salmon area, though, that's when he really started experimenting with preparing his own hides.
I would throw some hides in the creek, in the river here, and slip the hair that away. A lot of times it took 2 weeks to get it done. You pull the hide out and you got a bunch of mud and silt and stuff on it.
Miner doesn't do it that way anymore. He just uses the hot water method.
There, we got just a little bit of slippage. You can take, pull it out with your fingers.
After the hair is removed, the hide is left to dry. In a couple of weeks, he will cut strings to use for his braiding projects. We step into Miner's workshop. He has several projects underway, besides the usual horse gear.
So this is 12 strands, and these are just right at 1 millimeter strings.
He's making a bracelet.
And then the process is I go under 2 strings, over 2 strings, and under 2 strings.
Braiding has become muscle memory, and he's developed some quirks.
I will take my tongue and just touch my tongue to the braid where I'm braiding at, and that will put just enough moisture right there where I need it to let that string lay into the braid nicely.
Here, he literally puts himself into his work, and it frustrates him when others don't.
So many people today don't really excel in anything, but they don't have a goal in life to say that I want to be the best ditch digger that there ever was, or I want to be the best accountant.
He has some advice.
There has to be a drive. There has to be a goal, and then you have to strive for that with everything you've got. Every fiber you have to put towards that, because if you don't, it's not going to be your best. It's not going to reflect you. This is Indy. This is my horse. She's about 6 years old, and I'm going to rig up this hackamore here for her.
The hackamore is a nose piece that's also beautiful, braided with a herringbone pattern. But first and foremost, Miner intends for his gear to be functional.
Make one more tie here.
after its working life, this horse gear may be displayed in a tack room or hung on a living room wall, serving as a reminder of where the rawhide came from.
It came from somebody out there in the weather, in the rain, riding a saddle, taking care of those cattle to produce for us.
Miners' creations are functional works of Idaho art. They take weeks to make and last a lifetime. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Wheats.
This story was produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts.